Hi, beloveds. I'm excited to share in this week's devotions with you. And this week, we're going to look at prayer. We're going to talk about learning about prayer. And I hope it will be a blessing to you. I believe prayer is so important. And it's important for us to know the purpose of prayer and how we can pray effective prayers. And this week, I'm going to talk about five different things about prayer. And each of them will start with a letter P. And today we're going to look at the priority of prayer. But before we talk about the priority of prayer, I want you to know that when we talk about prayer and learning how to pray, it's really not about praying religiously or traditionally. And we don't want to pray prayers just for the sake of praying. We want to pray effective prayers, and we need to learn what the Bible says about prayer. But it's important for us to make prayer a priority in our lives. The Bible tells us in Psalm 5, verse 3, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." So what can we learn from that verse? Well, we see that the psalmist there really viewed prayer as an important part of his daily life. He says there, "Every morning, I lay my requests before you and I expect an answer to it." So that doesn't mean we should only pray in the morning, or we can only pray in the morning, but it does show us that prayer should be a priority. We also read in Acts 2 verse 42, it says, "All the believers devoted themselves to prayer." Well, they also devoted themselves to other things, but one of the things that they devoted themselves to was prayer. And if we want to be as effective as the early church, we also need to devote ourselves to prayer. Prayer is so important. I want to read this quote to you by Charles Swindoll. He said, "Prayer is an investment. The time you dedicate to prayer isn't lost. It will return dividends far greater than what a few moments spent on a task ever could. If we fail to cultivate this discipline, prayer winds up being our last resort rather than our first response." So I want to encourage you today not to view prayer as your last resort in life or in a situation, but to always make it your first response. And as we look at prayer this week, we're really going to make it very practical. But I want to encourage you today, and I want to encourage myself today, to really make prayer a priority. And as we do, it will become a great investment in our lives. It will pay great dividends, and it will make a big difference in our lives. So let's go ahead and make prayer a priority and say, "Lord, help me to never view it as my last resort again, but to always see it as my first response." Remember today, you are highly favored and deeply loved.